This is Jack Van Empe Presents The Truth in News and Commentary. Here now are Doctors Jack and Rexella Van Empe.
Hello and welcome to Jack Van Empe Presents. Once again, we have some startling global headlines for you that we will be discussing. The first one was quite surprising to me. It's all happening right now, and we will discuss what that could mean to the United States and to the world. You know, Jack has written many books, and recently this page really caught my eye and it moved my heart. I would like to share it with you right now. In the past century, the human family has experienced the worst suffering ever. Millions were murdered during the Holocaust. Over 100 million have been slaughtered in wars. Crime and violence are rampant. Drug abuse is epidemic. Sexually transmitted diseases continue to spread. Tens of millions die each year of hunger and disease. Family life and moral values have broken down everywhere. No government has the answers to these problems. My, oh my, I think that does very well reveal where the world has been and where we're going. And Jack, I think that last sentence really got to me. No government has the answers to the problems here, do they?
Only the book. And you know, this Bible describes what she just read to a T. For instance, 2 Timothy 3:1, it says, "This know also that the last time dangerous, perilous times shall come." They're here. Jesus said in Luke 21:25, "Just before I return, nations will be in distress with perplexity and mass confusion." Verse 26, "Men's hearts will fail them for fear, for looking after those things which are coming to pass on the earth." And then all of this sin that's going on, sexually transmitted diseases, drug addiction, boozing it, and alcoholism, even among church members. Listen, 2 Timothy 3:13, "Evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived." Now, I want to show you something, because there are always some of these Christians who say, "Oh, what do you mean the Lord is coming? We've always had wars and rumors of wars, famines, pestilences, etc." That's not what this book says. You start out with Matthew 24, verse 32. He says, "Learn a parable of the fig tree. When it blossoms, you know my coming is near." Now, as I showed you last week, the fig tree is Israel, Joel 1:7, Hosea 9:10. And none of the signs could mean anything until Israel became a nation in 1948. Then there had to be a second sign in Luke 21:24. Jesus said, "Jerusalem shall be trodden down to the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled." In modern English, Jerusalem will always be controlled by Gentile nations, and they were for centuries. But he said, "When you see Jerusalem controlled by the Jews, that's when I will return." And it happened during the Six-Day War of June 5th through 10th, 1967. Now, is it complete? Yes, the sign is here. But there's one time when the third invasion of Israel occurs in Zechariah 14:2. That all the nations come against Jerusalem and they take it, but only for hours. For it's then that Christ appears and wins the battle as his feet hit the Mount of Olives and they are slain in verse 12. And then after that, they come up to Jerusalem year by year to worship the King, the Lord Jesus Christ. But what's the point? Jesus said in Matthew 24, verse 33, "When you shall see all these signs," not just wars, rumors, or the this or that, "when they're all happening simultaneously, that's when I'm coming. And for the first time in world history, it's now."
That's exciting, Jack. So until 1948, no matter how many wars we had, or no matter how many famines we had, or any of the other things you mentioned, Jack, it didn't mean anything because Israel wasn't a nation.
Yeah, and they weren't in control of Jerusalem.
Very good. Well, we're going to examine many of the things that I read to you out of that page of Jack's book. And we're going to start first with what's happening in Russia. I was quite surprised to see him look so weary, and yet he had some good things to say. But Russia is very important in the last days, isn't she?
Putin could be the Gog of Magog who controls Russia at the hour for Armageddon, because they will make the first invasion, according to Ezekiel 38, verses 1 and 2, 8 and 16, which describes the war of the latter years and the latter days.
Well, we're going to be dealing with something Jack said. Tens of millions die each year of hunger and disease. People are dying around the world, Jack, right now.
Jesus said, there shall be famines, Matthew 24, 7 and Mark 13, 8. And when you get to the book of Revelation, the rider on the third horse in chapter 6, verses 7 and 8, here's an angel crying, a measure of wheat for a penny, a measure of wheat for a penny. A measure was 16 ounces, a penny was a day's wages, one denarius. And Rexella, right now in Russia, in Australia, in many of the nations, they are having a shortage of wheat because of the weather, and prices are zooming. And imagine that, exactly the thing they mentioned for the tribulation hour, wheat. Day's wages for a penny.
Jack, it's all happening.
Yeah.
Happening right now.
The financial problem to buy it all. Why? That's when they're weeping and wailing in Revelation 18. And verse 17 says, for in 1 hour, so great riches has come to naught, to nothing. It's coming.
That same sentence you said, tens of millions die, not only from hunger, but disease. Take a look at this next headline, please. The World Health Organization calls for monitoring of new superbug. And it is a multi-drug resistant type of superbug. Very serious, friends.
They say when it hits, because they have no antidote, millions could die. And that's within 10 years. And you know, Jesus said there shall be pestilences, plural, just before I return, Matthew 24, 7. And the rider on the fourth horse in Revelation chapter 6, verses 7, 8, name is death. And hell followed with him, and power was given unto him over a fourth part of mankind to kill with sword, hunger, death, and the beasts of the earth, the beasts of the field. 25 new diseases just in the last quarter century through the beasts of the earth. Bible is being fulfilled. Christ is coming.
All right, Jack, and many things are also happening around the world that are absolutely disastrous. Take a look at this next headline with me, if you will. The seas are roaring like never before, Jack. It certainly is the last time, isn't it? The last days.
Oh, that's what Jesus mentioned in Matthew 24, 7, when he said, there shall be earthquakes in diverse places. The United States Geodetic Service tells us that there are now 1 million quakes and aftershocks annually around the world. And when you get to the book of Revelation, you find a tremendous earthquake occurring in Revelation 6:12 and chapter 8, verse 5, and the greatest earthquake in history in Revelation 16, verse 18. Now, verse 16 is Armageddon. And verse 18, it says, there was a great earthquake such as was not since men were upon the face of the earth, so mighty an earthquake and so great. And that's when Christ's feet hit the Mount of Olives, Zechariah 14, 4. It splits down the center, and Christ has returned. You see how it's all happening?
Oh, Jack, exciting.
Ever since Israel became a nation, and after Jerusalem, these are the signs that go with it.
Amen. Well, something else that Jack said that on this page that really moved my heart, that millions have been slaughtered because of war. Take a look at what's happening just south of the United States, Mexico, under siege. Now, this is because of the drug gangs down there, and they terrorize the wealthy cities. Once again, drug cartels outmatch, outgun Mexican forces. And this is
stronger than the army.
Yes, around the world, again, because of the drugs, Jack.
Well, and that's Revelation 18:23, for by pharmakeia, drugs, were all nations deceived. First time in history it's happened to the entire world. And that's what's bringing all this terrorism and killing through Mexican cartels and all the rest. And of course, it's a dangerous thing. And they would not repent of their drug abuse, Revelation 9:21. It's going to get worse.
He is coming soon, and I love the invitation to you. Invitation, Jack, please.
I'm going to be brief because it doesn't take much to be saved. Pray it from your heart. Jesus, Savior, thank you for shedding your blood at the cross to cleanse me and save me. I receive what you did for me. Lord Jesus, come into my heart today. In your name I pray this. Amen.
Amen. Did you know if you were the only person on earth, Jesus would have died? He loves you that much. Please open your heart to Him. And if you did pray the prayer, write to me. There's my address. I'll send you absolutely free first steps in a new direction. The Lord will walk with you every day. Friends, I'm just so happy that we could come into your home. And that if you did accept the Lord, He will walk with you every single day. I want to leave you with a message of love. Real love is helping someone who can't return the favor. How true. Reach out to others. We'll look forward to being in your home again next week. And until then, remember, God cares for you. And so do we, so very, very much. God bless you until we see you again next week. Bye-bye.
Come visit the Jack Van Impe Living Library and Worldwide Prophecy Center. Call for more information,